on the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, it's time for the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone Football. It's time for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Fueling your game for a cleaner tomorrow makes you a winner today. Matt Campbell, our guest. We're going to have Christy Johnson-Lynch along in just a little bit. And our guest co-host tonight is Jack Whitfer from the Cyclone Radio Network. Helps with our reaction show. And Matt, a really cool thing. We're sitting here next to one of the great receivers in Cyclone history. Great to see Xavier Hutchinson today, named as a Biletnikoff Award semifinalist. Man, I can't think of anybody more deserving in an honor like that than the next phenomenal season he's having.
Yeah, I mean, just what he's done consistently, he's been phenomenal. He's been everything you would want from a veteran football player, a leader. We're really proud of what he's done.
And so he obviously made a decision where he came back to school. Talk about that and what that, as you talk to other younger players and they're going through similar situations, and so many guys these days, they either want to go pro early or they want to transfer. And as you talk to these guys after the season, during the season, and they're making those decisions, you know, what's that conversation like?
Yeah, you know, Jack, that was hard one last year. You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, my advice to X was to leave. You know, he had really done everything. And, you know, he was a guy that had just been so mature from day one. And he really wanted to come back and knew that, man, he had a chance to be the veteran and kind of guide the ship of a lot of new young faces. And really, he's done an incredible job. I think what he's done, he's going to go to the Senior Bowl. It's been nothing short of exceptional.
Yeah, and set every single record. You know, we were talking on the reaction show, is he the best receiver this school's ever had? It's hard to compare eras, but you've seen two of the best with Alan Lazard and him, and you know, the stats that he puts up are just unbelievable.
Well, it's such a tribute to his work ethic, his commitment, and you're right. We've had Alan, and, you know, we wish we had Alan for longer, you know, but we got him for 2 years, and then, you know, what X has been able to do, and I think really from, you know, the production of, you know, we have been able to put him in a great position to be successful, too. And, you know, I think those are things that we've always been really proud of. Our best players have been in the best position to help us win football games.
He has 45 more catches than any other receiver in the Big 12. I mean, that's crazy to think about. 45 more catches than any other guy in the Big 12 conference. But, Coach, you mentioned he's going to go to the Senior Bowl. And you also mentioned that it was, you know, a tug of war, should I come back, should I not? But has he improved his NFL status by having such a phenomenal season this year, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, at the next level, it's just like college football. They want guys that are football players that can consistently show that they can play at an elite level. And I guess that was my point a year ago. X had shown that already.
He had.
So reality of, man, did he improve his stock? You know, he was going to be a third or fourth round draft pick a year ago, and maybe a round. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I think the thing for Xavier is what he did selflessly to come back here. You know, you got a brand new offense. Almost every guy is new to the system. And you're the one constant that comes back, and you kind of bridge the gap. And I think that's really powerful. I think it says so much more about who he is rather than, man, what did he do from an NFL standpoint? Yeah. Man, what'd you do to give back and help kind of guide the transition in the football program? And it was really powerful.
One other thing real quick on him. The catch he made along the sideline in the second half, to me, is the best catch I've ever seen from him. It was unbelievable, reaching back with his right hand and hauling. But we have seen him make a million circus catches at Iowa State.
I mean, he's got the ability to catch the 50-50 ball. He's got the ability to be an elite screen guy. He's such a great guy that – in terms of, man, possession of the ball and after the catch, he's a hard tackle. I mean, how many plays have you seen him on third down this year make where, man, it might have been a 4-yard gain, and next thing you know, he spins out of the tackle and it becomes a 10-yard gain. So, you know, I think what he is, he's powerful, he's strong, he's maximized his full potential in every way.
And we could have almost the same conversation about Will McDonald, and it's really cool to see him on senior night come out and tie that Big 12 record, and getting a lot more attention this year than he maybe did the last couple, but still fighting through it, and to see that him come back, invest in himself and the program and get that record was pretty special.
I mean, you know, for what that kid's done is he could care less about any of the records, to be honest with you. I think what the biggest thing he's done is he's going to graduate this December. That's why he really came back to school. Again, he would have been a high-round draft pick a year ago. I think he's got a great chance to be a first-round draft pick. And, you know, he's done nothing short of been exceptional for this team. But it's how he's led. It's why he's led. Those are all the things that are really powerful about Will.
He's another guy that's going to the Senior Bowl, which is February 4th, Birmingham, Alabama. And that's a tremendous honor. I mean, you have to be the very top to get to the Reese's Senior Bowl invite, and two guys to do it off this team is awesome.
Yeah, really, you know, really impressive. You know, we were fortunate a year ago. You had Andrew go. You had Charlie go. You know, and now you get the opportunity to get two more guys and Xavier going, and certainly what Will has done. I think Anthony's on, you know, a short list there and still evaluating kind of where he's at. I think he'll be a guy that's got a chance to, if not, we'll be in one of the bowl games. So, you know, it's a tribute to who you become in your career. Did you maximize your potential and did you become the best you can be? And we're fortunate we got a lot of those guys right now.
Just to follow up on Will, is he projected as a linebacker at the next level, like an outside linebacker, or is he a guy who play with his hand on the ground?
Yeah, I think that's what's so unique, and I think that's what's got everybody intrigued, is he's so multiple in what he can do.
Right.
But the one thing he can do is what everybody's looking for, and that's rush the passer,
yeah.
Right? And,
yeah.
You know, if you can do that at an elite rate, you're prime a position to maximize your opportunities, because I don't know if there's a guy that's better than rushing the quarterback than what Will is and can continue to be.
You know, having this conversation about the seniors is makes you think back over these years. And one guy that I don't know if it's underappreciated or you just take it for granted, but Anthony Johnson has just been there every single game. And often I'll go back and watch the game on TV after watching it live out here or whatever. And you just don't even realize how many plays that guy is making, and you know,
so
how many starts he's had in this program. He's seen everything, and you're gonna miss him.
Boy, you know, again, the football player will replace the human being. Those things are irreplaceable. But I think what he has taught and what he left along the way, and I said it is the greatest display of servant leadership that I've ever seen in my career. And you know, what he means to our program, how he's grown from a 165-pound freshman that came in here to a 205-pound man that is ready to go lead the world. I don't know if you could be more grateful for that. And, yeah, there's some, obviously this year, some great football plays in his career, a lot of great football plays, but the reality of it is who he is what has been so powerful to this team. And, honestly, it's why this team – You flip on the TV every week, and, man, I look at a lot of scores, and, man, I look at our team and until the fourth quarter, and I know it hasn't always gone the way we wanted it to go, but, man, we're right there to win the game, and it's a tribute to the senior class and how our kids have played week in and week out, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, I was watching the senior introductions, and you said Anthony has meant a lot to the program, but the emotion that he had on his face, you could tell the program's meant a lot to him,
yeah,
too, and
exactly.
His growth as a person.
Yeah, and you know, that's it's what it should be, right? That's really what our responsibility and job is to create a platform where these young men have a chance to come in and completely blaze a new trail for them, for their families, for the future of their families. And, man, so many of these guys were able to do that, and that's what's really powerful about this group.
This weekend, Anthony will break the Big 12 Conference record for most starts in a career. He'll have his 54th career start, which will break Colt McCoy's record. And you can't do that unless you are durable, dependable, and a great, great player.
No
and
doubt.
He's all three of those things.
All three, John. And I think you can wrap it all together and you say he's trusted, right?
Yeah.
And I think ultimately at the end of the day, that's one of the greatest compliments you can give an 18 to 22-year-old is, listen, from the Kansas game his freshman year on, you've been trusted in every single shape and form in this program to, man, go out and do your job for the betterment of the team and continue to grow. And he's done it, and he's been phenomenal for us.
We're visiting with Matt Campbell. Jack Whitfer is our guest co-host tonight. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
John Walters here. You've heard me talk about Authentic Brands' premium Cyclone apparel, but did you know that Authentic Brand manufactures a full suite of made-to-order company merch with infinite colors and decoration options and detailed trims that make your branding pop? Insist on the Authentic Brand label from your supplier or get connected to one of their authorized project partners. Visit authentic-brand.com and search the word project. Again, that's authentic-brand.com and search the word project.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
When did business insurance become one size fits all? At EMC Insurance Companies, we've known for more than 100 years that businesses have unique needs. It's why from coast to coast, we provide insurance packages that are designed and tailored specifically for nearly 500 different types of businesses. Add our expert loss control and quick claim services, and you can see why customers count on EMC to help protect what they've built. Find an EMC agent near you at emcins.com.
From Iowa farm fields to Jack Trice Stadium, Renewable Energy Group has a play. Iowa farmers produce nearly 3 billion bushels of corn and soybeans annually. Renewable Energy Group uses the oils extracted from corn and soybeans to produce renewable fuels that is used by the turf management team at Jack Trice Stadium and farmers across Iowa. Renewable Energy Group. It doesn't matter the field. We have a play in creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group, reducing emissions, creating jobs, fueling communities. And we thank all the friends at REG that have come out for our shows all season, and we'll move our shows over to REG next week and start into our basketball shows with TJ Otzelberger and Bill Fenley. Well, for the quality, comfort, and superior styles, Authentic Brand should be your first choice for game day and everyday gear. Find premium Cyclone apparel at authentic-brand.com or find retailers near you. We're visiting with Matt Campbell. We're going to have Christy Johnson Lynch along a little bit later in the show. Our guest co-host tonight is Jack Whitfer. We just mentioned in the last segment, we talked about three guys in particular, Will McDonald, Anthony Johnson, and Xavier Hutchinson. I think all three are very likely to get some All Big 12 honors. TJ Tamp, I would think, will as well, Coach. You're going to have several guys that are going to hopefully get their just reward for the way they've played this year.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that as you peel it back and you see the growth, and the hard thing is, man, even Saturday, the amount of growth that happened on that football field. And, you know, you're a team that's growing by the day right now. And you know, the last couple of years we've been a team that is matured, and right now we're a team that is growing leaps and bounds. And so I think there is still the great reward for me to watch, man, you're right, what TJ has played like consistently, you know, who Gary Vaughn has really been in this season for us. You know, I think you see Hunter continues to ride the ebbs and flows of the season, but maybe one of his best games of his career, you know, and certainly of the season on Saturday. And so, you know, Jalen Knoll continues to play really good football for us. So there's a lot of good things. Those young running backs, man, those guys are fighting. You saw, you know, it was great that Eli Sanders finally kind of put his best game of the career. You know, you see Cartavius continuing to be, man, right there to explode and right on the verge of doing some of those things. So I think a lot of things for me as the head football coach, and a lot of things for our staff that you're very encouraged by. And obviously, John, like you said, there's a lot of really great individual effort that's going on.
Yeah, talking about young guys and talking about defensive backs a lot, it's hard to talk about those guys without Miles Purchase coming up and Jeremiah Cooper. And it's amazing how many of these young guys are outperforming at the level they are. Like, I don't know that, you know, I played with Ellis Hobbs, who was a great cornerback. I haven't seen one like TJ Tampa, I don't think, around here. Like, he's playing at a different level.
He is. And, you know, I John and I chuckle because we kind of laugh of, you know, we've talked about this, man, a year ago, there's some guys that, you know, that are young that are getting their first opportunity, and they're playing inconsistent. And TJ was that guy. Everybody saw the making of this incredible player, and you had to deal with a lot of inconsistency. And now TJ, man, what he did from January through the start of the last football season was borderline incredible. And what he's become is he's maximized his full ability and his full potential. And that's what a program should look like. That's what our program should look like. And, man, you're really proud of him. Well, like you said about Miles Purchase, you know, very similar guy in a very similar boat. Those guys are playing great football. Jeremiah Cooper, you know, we've missed him the last couple weeks. We hope we can get him back because, again, he's a guy that's played really good football when he's been on the field for us.
And the same light that you just mentioned TJ Tampa in is we saw it, the potential there. You could see it a year ago. I think a Hunter that same way. I mean, you can see each week how much better he's getting. And, man, just to think how good he could be next year is really fun to think about.
Well, I think, again, you know, what an amazing journey for Hunter that it's been this season. And, you know, you can spin it however you want it, but the challenge is not easy. And, you know, especially like we talked about, man, Kyle comes in and he emerges, and you have established David Montgomery, you have established Alan Lazard, you have established Hakeem Butler. Yet Brock comes in, David Montgomery, then Breece Hall. You know, you've got Akeem there to kind of usher you in. Then you got X. And then, man, now, you know, Hunter's got to come in, and they're all brand new. Yeah. There's brand new tight ends. There's brand new offensive linemen. There's brand new running backs. There's brand new receivers. And so I think one of the things that has been really rewarding to watch is Hunter's ability to grow each week with, man, what does it mean to play quarterback? What's it mean to take care of the football? How do you execute it? What's it all look like? What's it feel like? And especially, you know, in a situation where everybody around you is brand new too. And so I think those are the things, again, I go back to why X coming back was so big, to kind of give a stability to the offense, to give us something to build off of and with. And I think the growth of everything else you can kind of see coming around it. You know, Easton Dean, man, one of his first, man, wow moments. And we've said multiple times, we think this guy's got a chance to be one of the great tight ends that we have. I still firmly believe that. I think he's only improved and has battled injury through, you know, a good portion of the season. So, you know, I think the thing for us is there's all the pieces, and those pieces are continuing to grow. And the best part is they're growing together.
Yeah, Hunter's obviously putting up a ton of stats, and you look at Brock's stats versus his, and they're very comparable. You know, and a few more interceptions for Hunter, but obviously he's had some of these tough losses, and he's not used to that. I'm guessing his high school record was probably three losses the whole time. So, and you've often talked about, I want a quarterback not that I can just win with, but that can learn from these losses. So how is he holding up through some really, really tough, challenging losses?
Yeah, I think it's obviously been a process, and it's been a journey. You know, like you said, that's not easy for anybody. Shoot, it's not easy for the coaches, let alone for the 19, 20-year-old quarterback to handle. And so I think the thing that I've been so proud of him is his ability to, by Monday or Tuesday, really be able to, man, what does this look like? Where could I have been better? Where could I have been better from my leadership? Where could I have been better from my composure? Where could I have been better with the ball? And the ability to open it up, really understand it, talk through it, and then have the ability to process and move forward. And, you know, if and when he gets through this journey and the journey to really become his best, and he's willing to grow through it, he's got a chance to be as great as anybody that we've ever coached in terms of ability and really a mindset. And so we're really proud of him. I think it's been an incredible you know, sense of accomplishment for what he's been able to do and how he's been able to grow. And obviously time will tell in terms of who he's got the ability to become, but I think the sky's the limit for Hunter.
You know, Jack mentioned some of these young guys that are playing in the secondary, and that's so impressive to watch. And another young guy that is playing high-level football is Tyler Onyedum. And I would think that's so hard to do on the defensive line as a young player. And we saw J.R. Singleton do it last year, and we're seeing Tyler do it this year. But, man, how far has he come over the course of this season?
You know, another guy a year ago that you came to practice, he got in a little bit in the game, and you're like, ooh. Boy, this guy's got a chance to be pretty good. And all of a sudden, you know, week six this season, and it was like, bam, it happened. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this guy has become an absolute force for our football program. And, you know, T.O. is one of those guys where he is an elite worker. He's a guy that has the time, the effort, the energy that he puts into his craft, the time, the effort, the energy that he puts into his body and becoming the best. He's been nothing short of outstanding for a young player doing those things, and to watch him now get the results of the time and the commitment that he's made to his craft, it's awesome. The play he makes on Saturday was huge. Man, he's playing really good football, and man, you want to be playing your best football at the end of the season. And I think for so many of these young guys that are doing that, it's really encouraging.
Has times changed where these younger kids are ready to play earlier in their career over, say, your last 15 years of coaching? It seems like when I was playing, if we were playing a true freshman, it's not good. Something's gone really wrong. And I don't know if that's – are they more ready to play now, or is there more pressure to get them in the game because now with the transfer portal they want to be playing and you have to balance that? Or what is it with the young guys? And obviously, all things considered, you'd rather play an older guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of these young guys that are playing, not just here, but all over the country.
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, you know, and my belief has always been, I really don't care a whole lot about the transfer portal. You know, my whole belief has always been, man, we have to put the best players on the field for the betterment of the team to be successful. And, you know, I think what I've seen is the competitiveness, and you know, a lot of tribute to our recruiting department, and I think our staff's belief in working to find the right fit for our program is, you know, we know what we're looking for at every position. We certainly understand that, but I think the character and a guy that wants to win and wants to come in and compete, and you know, if you come in and you've earned the right to get on the football field, whether you're a freshman or a senior, the best player's got to play. And you know, I think if you don't do that, that's when you lose kids. That's when there's issues. And so I've always believed, and I think our staff has too, is, man, when you earn the right to get on the field, then it's our responsibility to get you on the field.
How about with – it seems like more and more kids are graduating high school earlier and showing up earlier. That has to make a difference if they get the spring. But how many of your guys that – I know we can't get too much into recruiting, I don't think, until later, but how many guys do you expect to be on campus right away in, you know, a month?
Yeah, you know, and that has changed, Jack, even in my time here. You know, I think we – from early on, you're talking about – two or three kids to a year ago, we had 12, you know, and I think we'll probably be similar to that, you know, come this recruiting cycle. And, you know, the value of it is invaluable, right? I mean, man, you could be at home, and you know, I'm great with our young guys if they want to, if they're going to play basketball or they're going to run track, because I think competition is competition. I'd rather have our guys competing, because I think that's still the most important thing. But man, if you're not going to do that, then man, you should be here getting yourself ready to go and giving yourself an educational opportunity to jumpstart, you know, your career, to be able to get your master's degree paid for, to give yourself the opportunity to physically use the nutrition and the strength and conditioning and all those things that, you know, we know, man, that's the difference. That's what gives you a chance to show up on the field on Saturday. You got to be healthy and you got to be available.
Is it usually guys that don't play a spring sport or guys that feel like they can contribute, you know, day one, that want to be here earlier? What is the makeup of those guys that are coming early?
Yeah, I think it's always I really leave it up to the kids. You know, I because we've seen it both ways. You know, Brock Purdy, he played baseball. He wasn't here, you know, and Brock Purdy still started the fourth game of his high school career, you know. And, you know, Bo Freiler, man, Bo, same situation. Bo ran track. Bo did his deal, and man, Bo came in the summer, and Bo started on every special team as a freshman, and then midway through the season, he's splitting reps at safety. So, you know, I really think it's purely up to the young man. But my belief is, if you're not competing in something in the winter, if you're not competing in something in the spring, then I think you can fall greatly behind. Because, man, what are you doing? You know, you may say, I'm going to the weight room. Well, yeah, you can go to the weight room by yourself, and it's really hard to be the best in that environment. But when you're either with a team competing in the weight room with the football team, or you're with your basketball team, or your baseball team, or, man, you're running track, those things, competition's competition. It doesn't matter how you slice or where you slice it. It's you want guys that are competing. And, you know, that's kind of my always belief is, man, whatever you do something where you're competing to become the best you can be.
And just to be clear for our listeners, you know, it's 5 years to play four. Yeah. If you take COVID out of the equation, it's 5 years to play four. So you just start the clock a little bit earlier,
right,
and then it ends at the end of the football season, that redshirt senior year. How does it work academically, though, on the front end? Like, does a kid have to have his degree early to come here, or can he still be working toward that high school diploma while he's here?
No, that's a great point, John. And so you do have to finish all your academic requirements at high school. And so, you know, that is something that's why there's pretty much got to be a plan put in place by the entry of your senior year of high school. You know, whether it's you had to take a summer school class to make sure you got, you know, some of your core requirements done, or, you know, you've worked or accelerated so far ahead that you go into your senior year and your first semester of your senior year, you're really just finishing those requirements up. So
gotcha.
That's really the rule within that. But and again, that's credit to these young men too, that, man, the time, the effort they're putting into their education to get themselves here, that's not easy in its own right, because, you know, obviously the requirements that are going on and the expectation of these young guys, not just at home, but, you know, within their high school sports is a lot. So you got to be pretty diligent to get yourself here early.
Awesome. We're visiting with Matt Campbell. Jack Whitfer is our guest co-host tonight. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. More Iowans drive Chevy.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels and is now managed by Kaler Golf. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
If you thought starting a business took courage, imagine starting over after a fire, damaging storms, or a cyber attack. When disaster strikes, business owners count on EMC for fast, experienced claim service. Our countrywide network of local offices ensures we're always ready to answer the call, investigate every claim, explain what's covered, and process payments as quickly as possible. Count on getting back to business when you count on EMC.
While some seed companies put a greater stake in stock prices and anonymous shareholders, Rob Seco knows that what's important to you hits closer to home. That's why you'll find we're focused on your needs. With a simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, a relationship that makes it easy to connect with anyone in the company, and the technology, traits, and genetics you need from any source. Put your stock in the company that puts you first. Rob Seco.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University, playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. Matt Campbell is our guest. Jack Whitfer, our guest co-host. We're going to pause here for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, finding sites for new barns, and enhancing neighbor relations, all at no charge. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Your farm, your family, their focus. Visit supportfarmers.com. Cyclones are at TCU this week, a 3 o'clock kick. And, Matt, I guess, you know, TCU this season kind of shows what's possible in this new Big 12. And, man, they're having the dream season, aren't they?
A very, very veteran football team. You know, you got the most experienced quarterback in the Big 12 and, you know, playing just phenomenal football.
He is.
You know, you talk about, you know, what they've done defensively. Really has kind of matched who they are personnel-wise. They've got great speed. Man, all these guys have played a ton of football there. And, you know, they're just playing really hard, and they've won all those games that have come down to the wire, and they've won those games, you know. And you watch it and you see, and it's like, man, they're making those plays in the moment. They're making the play, and, you know, a lot of credit to them. Obviously, a new staff, I think, has brought some great energy, but, you know, they've got some really good football players. I think we've known that, and obviously we've seen that over the years. And, you know, you give Max a lot of credit. You know, I'm a big fan of Max and always have been. And so, you know, what he's done, I'm really happy for him, and he's playing great football.
You know, doing the Cyclone Reaction post-game show, you know, talking about some of these really heartbreaking close losses, I've brought up TCU a couple times now, mm-hmm. because last year they were 5-7, mm-hmm. and they've turned it into 11-0 and number 4 in the country. What do you notice different between this team? Obviously, they're catching all the breaks, which matters, but yeah. What do you notice different between this team and the team that – you know, you guys really handled last year, and they had a really tough season.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, honestly, Jack, is man, this group has really played together, and really, you hit the nail on the head. They've made the plays. You know, they have, And, you know, you say, man, is it luck? No. In football, you still make the ball bounce your way, right? And to me, that's what this group has done at TCU. They've done a great job in really all three phases. I mean, they've done a great job of making the play in the moment. You know, you've seen a big kick return to kind of spark a game. Man, you've seen a big punt return spark a win. You've seen, man, a couple huge defensive plays that have turnovers that have, you know, you look at that Okie State game and it's a pick six that really sparks the comeback, and they've got the ability to go win the football game. Last week, Baylor's driving right before the half. Man, they pick the ball off, and really that becomes the difference in the game. And then they have the ability to, man, on offense, they've made the plays. Obviously, they've got some elite playmakers and probably some of the best players at their position in the conference right now, and those guys have made the plays. And so, you know, I think you certainly tip their hat to them, and, you know, no different than you look at us 2 years ago, Jack, you know, and it's like, man, you make the plays in the moment, and you got the guys that are ready to handle the moment, and they've done a great job of it.
Coach, some guys that never get talked about on this show anyway are the scout team guys.
Yeah.
And, Jack, I know you kind of started come up through the ranks, and that's kind of how you build your career. And a lot of guys do that. And I know you give scout team MVPs and things like that. Who are a couple guys that have really done a great job for you on the scout team this year?
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. That group, and again, how we've practiced has been consistently the best since I've been here. And I've been really proud of what that has looked like. And a lot of credit does go to that scout team group. You know, you look at the offensive piece of it, and you starts with Rocco Beck and Ashton Cook, and, man, some of these young wide receivers that we have right now, that, you know, Greg Gaines and some of these guys that are out there, and some of the veterans, Bo Coberly, man, these guys that don't get a lot of credit, but, man, they're the reason why we're going out and practicing the way we are. Gabe Burkle at the tight end position, man, has been really, really impressive. These young offensive linemen have continued to grow. They're really impressive. Then you flip over to the defensive side of it, and, you know, defensively, you know, we've talked about Ikenna at the defensive end position. Man, there's across that board some guys and some guys that have kind of got bumped up to play special teams. Jaden Gray, Trent Jones, now these guys are starting for us on special teams because of how they practice, which has really been big. You know, at linebacker, since we don't have any left, those guys were on the scout team, and now they're all playing for us. So, you know, those guys have certainly transitioned themselves to the top and have really done a great job. You know, Carson was a guy that, man, everybody was talking about, you know, through the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season. Now that guy's out there, and he's making huge plays for our football team. And again, that's when you have a real team. That's when your team is, man, developmental and growth process. And so that's been really big. So, you know, yeah, we're really excited about what that group has looked like. You know, defensive back-wise, Osley Thorson, a young kid from our program that we're really proud of and excited about, and has continued to push his way up the ranks. So, you know, I think there's a lot of bright future in front of us in terms of those guys in this program that are pushing our kids day in and day out to be the best that they can be.
It's hard to talk about the scout team without talking about where I have another soft spot in my heart with the walk-ons.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's either young guys or walk-ons generally on the scout team, right? And now you had a couple seniors that walked on Saturday, Kendall Jackson, and was Arrested walk-on too.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
That was how is the walk-on program? Has it changed in the last 15, 20? You know, the days of bringing in 50 guys and just seeing what, you know, how many survived, it's kind of not that anymore. But what is it like?
Well,
or is it like that?
No, I think for us, Jack, you know, we you can start the football season, fall camp, with 105 players. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're allowed 85 football players on scholarship. And so those other 20 spots, I mean, man, they're critical to your success. And so you're right. Kendall Jackson, if we didn't have Kendall Jackson, I don't know what our season would look like right now, because what that guy has meant to Iowa State football this year and how that guy has played for us, it's been nothing short of exceptional. And one of the should be one of the great stories that is being told right now in our football program. And, you know, I mean, his he's playing Sam, he's playing Mike, he's playing Will. Man, we put him in at Sam linebacker at the second series of the game on Saturday, and he grades out at like a 92% and just plays incredible. Jared Russ, you know, the stories of those, Blake Clark, I mean, what those guys mean to our team. And so for us, for me, even the recruiting of those, man, that's as critical as any scholarship player we're going to bring in. Any guy that's coming into this program, we want to see, man, is there a future for that guy? What does it look like in 2, 3, 4 years? How does this guy get on the field? And so it doesn't, as you know, Jack, it doesn't matter how you start. It matters how committed are you? What are you looking to do? And man, can you really put your align yourself to becoming the best you possibly can be?
And I think a lot of people think of walk-ons as someone that, like Rudy, never even played football, all of a sudden just show up and are awesome. But it's really competitive to get one of those 20 spots in camp, and you're out recruiting guys to be walk-ons as well. That for whatever reason they're in the wrong system, or they got hurt, or they just weren't quite the scholarship. But that's a competitive process as well.
I think it's hugely competitive, and to play college football at this level and to get on the field and earn the right to get on the field, you've done something right? Like you've sacrificed a great amount to, man, get to the program and beat people out to put yourself in a position to get on the field. And then to get to be a senior and to stay the course for 4 to 5 years, in our sport where you're only playing 12 guaranteed games every year, boy, it takes really special humans that are really willing to be committed to something way bigger than themselves. So you know that as good as anybody, Jack.
I'm curious about the center position going forward, Coach. Trevor Downing made that great transition for you this year. Do you have some other guys that are similar candidates to move from guard to center? Or, you know, Brady Peterson obviously is going to be in that mix too. But how's that center position going to shape up for next year, that competition?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a fierce competition. You know, I think, you know, you've had Colin Newell for 4 straight years. You know, Trevor did what was best for the program, you know, this year, and really did a great job for us. And so, you know, you're fortunate that now you've got some veteranness, you know, within that offensive line coming back. Guys like Triber, who's, man, played really good football, that can play really all 5 spots for us. You know, Jared Hufford, man, has had a phenomenal year, can play all 5 spots for our football team. And, you know, shoot, started the game Saturday at left tackle and was playing as good as I've seen a lineman play this year. And then, man, had to transition him, you know, back into guard. So, you know, we've got a lot of options. And I think as we get into the offseason, and we got some young guys, you know, Dodge Souser, you talked about Brady Peterson. Man, there's some guys that are really coming right now. And you know, I think they're looking forward to their opportunity to get on the field and play for this team.
Matt, we just got like 2 more minutes with you here, and that's it for the season, which, you know, we appreciate you doing this every week. You had a football reunion here this past year where Dan McCarney was honored, and it was just a really cool middle of the summer event. Is that something that's going to continue at Iowa State?
Yeah, and you know, I think, John, for us, and so much credit to Lindsey and our former players that want to be back. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that has, from the day that I got here, I have always said what has made Iowa State really special is the alumni, the fan base, and certainly the former players that have invested so greatly back in our program. And I don't think we would ever got off the ground here had we not had elite investment from our former players. So I think the opportunity to create a weekend where those players are able to come back, they're able to be around our current players, they're able to be around our program, it was really special this past year, and I think it has the opportunity to become really special going forward.
You'll come back, won't you, Jack?
I'm here every week.
All right, good. All right, well, Coach, thanks for doing this all season long. We really appreciate it, and good luck on Saturday. Let's go pull off a great win.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Appreciate it. Matt Campbell, our guest. We're going to have Christy Johnson Lynch along in just a little bit. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sioux Cup Manufacturing Company offers decades of quality products from a family-owned business. From our team to your field, a winning combination producing innovative, reliable products, giving you back the quality time for what's most important to you. In a world filled with challenges, SUKUP is selling solutions. Visit SUKUP.com to find your dealer today.
Hey Cyclone fans, Coach Campbell here. We've been working hard all year to get ready for the season ahead, just like Iowa's corn farmers do. Because when the Cyclones take the field and Iowa corn farmers take theirs, Iowans win. Want to support Iowa corn farmers? It's easy. Buy corn-fed meat, dairy, and eggs. Fill your cup with safe drinking water right from the tap. And fuel your vehicle with clean, renewable, homegrown E15 unleaded 88. Now who's ready for Cyclone football?
At MidAmerican Energy, we want to help keep you safe around power lines and electrical equipment. Always assume a power line is energized, even if it's on the ground. To avoid the risk of an accidental shock or electrocution, avoid touching a power line with anything. And when you see high voltage warnings on transformers and substations, stay away. We care about you and your safety. Get more tips at MidAmericanEnergy.com.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
Get a Hy-Vee Plus Premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, free standard delivery and free express pickup. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. For a limited time, get $50 off an annual Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG. That's right, get $50 off a Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. From Iowa Farm Fields to Jack Trice Stadium, Renewable Energy Group has a play in supporting agriculture and creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment. Our thanks to Matt Campbell. He joined us earlier tonight. And right now our guest is Christy Johnson Lynch. Our guest co-host is Jack Whitfer. And all season long, Pivot Bio is sponsoring First Downs for Farmers, donating $25 to the Iowa State College of Agriculture for each Cyclone first down. The Cyclones currently have 226 first downs, which is actually quite a bit.
That's a lot.
61 more than their opponents, by the way. But it's a total donation of $5,650. Turn to a better nitrogen. Turn to Pivot Bio. And Christy, as we take a look at what you've got coming up, Wednesday is Oklahoma, and that's also Senior Day. So really always a special day. Tell us about how you guys handle Senior Day.
Yeah, it'll be a wonderful night. You know, obviously an important match and a big match. And we kind of save our stuff till afterwards.
Okay.
You know, we don't like to get all emotional and do all that ahead of time. So we'll save it till after the match, and we'll stick around and talk a little bit about each player and present them with some things. And we're hoping that that's not the end, though. Obviously, we're hoping that we get to play some more volleyball after this Wednesday. So it'll be a little bit bittersweet, and I'm sure a little bit emotional. But we also know it's not the end, and we want to keep pushing, keep training, and keep playing.
Pretty good group of seniors too.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and it's a great group. I think a couple of them are going to come back. We're not quite sure yet. Yeah. That's of course like it, just about every other sport. We're all trying to figure that out. So I don't know that we'll be saying goodbye, to all of them. But it is a pretty awesome group, and some of them are graduate transfers and haven't been here, their whole careers, but yet have been a critical part of this program. And then some have been here, and I feel like they're my daughters. I know them very well, and have known them since early, high school years and recruiting them. So pretty awesome group of young women that we're celebrating on Wednesday.
We were just talking off the air and meant to ask Coach Campbell about the COVID year. And, where all the athletes had a chance to come back for one more year. How many of these seniors took advantage of that? And then you mentioned there might be a couple more to make that decision as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have several on our squad this year that are playing because of that extra
their
COVID
year.
Yeah, like Eleanor Holthouse is an example of that. And we have some graduate transfers. So, Jaden Newsom, who's playing for us, she has her degree, and now she's working on her – she has a grad degree. Now she might be getting a certificate or something.
That's awesome.
It's a lot. Yep, and because of that COVID year, she's got that extra year. Same thing with Mariah Mitchell. Same thing with Soleil Thomas. So the COVID year has been confusing and, a lot to manage, but at the same time such an awesome opportunity for some of these students to get, maybe a grad degree or certificate.
You see that a lot in volleyball, or a lot of them coming back, in football or basketball, a lot of them will go, play professionally and without as many opportunities. Are a lot of them taking advantage of that across the country?
I would say I couldn't even give you a percentage. I think some, but not all. It's different in volleyball. They don't necessarily have that professional opportunity to make that kind of money. And in volleyball, we only have 12 scholarships. And we don't get any extra for the COVID years. So, they may want to play, but they would be having to pay for their own school. And so there's a lot of moving parts to it. But for some, it makes sense. And, maybe academically or financially, it makes sense. And so they'll return. But I wouldn't say, I'm not sure even 50% are taking it. I don't think it's a huge percentage.
Well, Jack will be a big part of the crowd on Wednesday night with his family. And you have seen some great, great crowds at Hilton Coliseum. It's not unusual this year to see 3,000 or 4,000, maybe even 5,000 fans in Hilton Coliseum. And you're right up there nationally in attendance. That's awesome.
It has been an incredible year. Incredible. And I hate to say this, but, we always talk with our marketing staff, and they're wonderful. We have an amazing marketing staff, and we always talk about, what will bring in fans. And the first thing we always say is, well, when you win, people want to come.
And so that's,
that's really helped this year. Imagine that. But, our marketing staff is wonderful. And then, our fans have just been awesome, and it's been such a cool environment in Hilton. It's made a difference. We've had a lot of close sets in Hilton, and squeaked by some of those, and I think the crowd and that atmosphere has been a big part of our success at home.
Yeah, I think this is where I put in the plug that I always do for the Junior Cyclone Club. You buy those tickets for the Hillside, you get free tickets to the volleyball game, and obviously very affordable to go, but it's so entertaining for the kids, and it's fast-paced. There's so much going on during that volleyball game that it's way faster than, say, a football game. These three-minute timeouts out here kill me. You're just sitting there half the game. But in volleyball, you're going the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to see some of the traditions that you see, whether it's a juicy wiggle or something from out here to basketball to volleyball, and the kids really get into it. They love going to the games.
Yeah.
Love having those young kids there, don't
it's
you?
It's so cool. And what we see is, we have these lots of camps over the summer, so we'll see these young girls especially, but sometimes boys, and they'll come, and you'll start to get to know them in camp, and they'll come back year after year, and you'll get to know their families a little bit, and they come to the matches, and you just start to get to know the people in your community through volleyball, and you see some of these young girls start the sport, and you maybe are part of that, and then see them through, now next thing you know, they're in high school or graduating high school. I've been here long enough to see some of that, but I would agree. I say this all the time, but volleyball is so fast paced, and it's different from almost every sport where just our matches are an hour and a half, 2 hours, and a lot happens in that time. And even our break between games 2 and 3 is only 5 minutes. I barely have time to put in a new lineup. You know, you just, it's, everything is so fast paced about the game. And I think once you come, you just kind of get hooked, because that's just a very thrilling and athletic sport to watch.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and Jack Whitford is our guest co-host tonight. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Iowa State University is living Cardinal Gold and Green. The cooking oil that is used at Jack Trice Stadium and the dining halls throughout the campus is recycled at Renewable Energy Group's biorefineries in Newton and Mason City, Iowa, to produce renewable fuel. Iowa State University uses the renewable fuel on campus to power their vehicles and equipment. Together, we're creating a cleaner, more sustainable campus. Sioux Cup Manufacturing Company offers decades of quality products from a family-owned business. From our team to your field, a winning combination producing innovative, reliable products, giving you back the quality time for what's most important to you. In a world filled with challenges, Sioux Cup is selling solutions. Visit SUKUP.com to find your dealer today.
Get a Hy-Vee Plus Premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, free standard delivery and free express pickup. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. For a limited time, get $50 off an annual Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG. That's right, get $50 off a Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG.
You probably know that a natural gas leak smells like rotten eggs, but what does a gas leak look or sound like? If you hear a whooshing or hissing sound, see dirt, dust, or water spraying from an area, or you get dizzy or queasy, leave the area immediately, then call 1-800-595-5325 once you're safely away. See MidAmericanEnergy.com for more safety tips.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
Hey Cyclone fans, Coach Campbell here. We've been working hard all year to get ready for the season ahead, just like Iowa's corn farmers do. Because when the Cyclones take the field and Iowa corn farmers take theirs, Iowans win. Want to support Iowa corn farmers? It's easy. Buy corn-fed meat, dairy, and eggs. Fill your cup with safe drinking water right from the tap. And fuel your vehicle with clean, renewable, homegrown E15 unleaded 88. Now who's ready for Cyclone football?
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Iowa State University is living Cardinal Gold and Green through their partnership with Renewable Energy Group and bringing clean fuel solutions to campus. We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and Jack Whitford is our guest co-host. Our thanks to Matt Campbell, who was with us earlier tonight. This is our final fall sports show of the year. We'll be moving out to REG headquarters next week, and we'll be having our basketball shows out there, so we'll be joined by T.J. Otzelberger and Bill Fenley next week. The Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is all about celebrating our student-athletes as well as our state's corn farmers. Just like the Cyclones and Hawkeyes work hard all year to get ready for the season ahead, so do Iowa's corn farmers. Growing a crop that's used in over 4,000 products, that's a win for all Iowans. And the Cyclones lead the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series 11-0, heading into wrestling. And you did your part, Christy.
Yeah.
Which you almost always seem to do in that series.
Yeah, well, that was a great match that night and a fun night. Yeah. That was
a good one. And do you notice what a big deal that is? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie kind of reinforces it at our all staff
and
meeting.
And so does everybody else and all the fans. And my sleep schedule is a little interrupted that the week of. But yeah, I mean, we know it's a big deal. You try to not make it a big deal to your players.
Sure.
I think they already have enough pressure on them, but we all feel it. And it seems like every year it doesn't matter what level each team is playing at. It's like it doesn't matter if the team is losing or winning or whatever. It's just that night is something just totally different, and there is a lot of hype obviously put into that. But it also makes it for a fun rivalry. We had an amazing crowd that night. I mean, one of the most fun crowds we've played in front of in Hilton. So, yeah, I think it's worth the stress and the the pressure of the night.
Awesome. Well, this mentioned on Wednesday night, you're going to have your senior night. And then the way the schedule breaks this year, you don't have a weekend match. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to sit there and wait until Sunday. Are you okay with that, or would you rather be playing somebody?
I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about that. But, you know.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah. It's, you know, what's nice is we get to actually have a Thanksgiving.
Yes,
you know,
that is nice.
Some years you feel like you're just – You got to train and keep going, and we'll actually get to take a couple days to go home or travel and see family and actually get to celebrate that. So that's not so bad, So we'll reconvene this weekend. We'll train a little bit and Sunday night gather for the brackets, and we feel pretty good. You know, our RPI is sitting around
31.
Thank you. we feel we're in a really good spot. We'll have to wait and see where they send us, but I'm eager for that part. You know, we know we still have a big night on Wednesday, and that's an important, really important match. So we're definitely focused on that. But yet you kind of get to this part of the season, you have that like those butterflies in your stomach because
you know
what's coming, and it's a really exciting time.
So not to jump ahead of Oklahoma and talk about that, but how we're all familiar with the basketball selection show and similar thing. Is it show on
very
online
similar
or on TV watching?
Yep, they'll come out. We'll know when everyone else knows. We'll have a selection show. I think it starts Sunday night 6:30. And 64 team bracket and
neutral sites like basketball or
no, they have in volleyball the top 16 seeds get the right to host. So if you put in a bid to host and you're a top 16 seed, you will host. So in volleyball, we're trying to really build our fan base and crowds, and we want to play in front of home crowds. That's really helping us grow the sport. So those teams will get the chance to host. You know, we're probably out of that mix just with RPI. But we probably will stay in the Midwest and play, but you just never quite know. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's typically what has happened if you haven't hosted. Mm-hmm. You've gone somewhere, Creighton, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, somewhere where your fans can get to. So
exactly.
That's a good deal.
It is. And it's we've played in some pretty awesome places and awesome gyms, awesome cities, and good crowds. So it'll be wonderful. I mean, we've had it's a great experience for our players. You know, it just feels different when you get to the tournament. All the little traditions, and the clock and the press conferences and all that stuff is just feels really cool. And so we'll be thrilled wherever we go, whoever we play, we'll be working hard and ready.
Well, this will be your 15th time making it, I believe. And as the head coach at Iowa State, so you mentioned still getting the butterflies. Mm-hmm. Is it just the same as it was that first
for
year?
Sure.
Wait to see.
For sure. And again, we need to play great tomorrow night. We need to play well. We need to win. I mean, so we'll do everything we can to do that, because if we can get that one done, then we also put ourselves in better position for the tournament. But I will be nervous as anything on Sunday, and so that's probably all I'll be thinking about. And I think probably same for our staff and our players. It's just exciting. It's nerve-wracking too, because this is it, and as soon as you find out who you play, you get online, you start scouting and finding out, as much as you can that night. So it's just a fun time of year.
And one thing that always matters in playoffs, no matter the sport, is having a veteran group. And it sounds like you have a lot of seniors that have been there before, and it's not going to be a new experience. So you got to feel good about that.
We do. We have a very veteran team. We have 7 seniors who have been to the tournament, and so that will help a lot. We do have a good chunk of freshmen too, and a few of them are out on the court for us. So it'll be important that they, stay calm, and that our seniors kind of mentor them a little bit through that. But they've played a lot of big matches. We've already played some high pressure matches. We've had to win a lot of close sets. We've had to come from behind. The reverse sweep, that was like our thing at the beginning of the year. So I think all of those matches are really good preparation for this time of year.
We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. More Iowans drive Chevy.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels and is now managed by Kaler Golf. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Sioux Cup Manufacturing Company offers decades of quality products from a family-owned business. From our team to your field, a winning combination producing innovative, reliable products, giving you back the quality time for what's most important to you. In a world filled with challenges, Sioux Cup is selling solutions. Visit sukup.com to find your dealer today.
At MidAmerican Energy, we want to help keep you safe around power lines and electrical equipment. Always assume a power line is energized, even if it's on the ground. To avoid the risk of an accidental shock or electrocution, avoid touching a power line with anything. And when you see high voltage warnings on transformers and substations, stay away. We care about you and your safety. Get more tips at MidAmericanEnergy.com.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
Get a Hy-Vee Plus Premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, free standard delivery and free express pickup. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. For a limited time, get $50 off an annual Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG. That's right, get $50 off a Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG.
No matter your lifestyle, there's a Ford for you. Find exclusive offers on the perfect one at your Northland Ford dealers. Like the Ford F-150, designed with new tech to help you work smart and hard. Or the Ford Explorer and Escape, SUVs the whole family can appreciate. Plus the Ford Bronco Sport, built for thrill seekers and outdoor enthusiasts. Customize your own vehicle by placing a retail order at your Northland Ford dealers today. And thank you for making Ford the best-selling brand in South Dakota. Best-selling brand in South Dakota based on 2021 CY sales.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University, playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and Jack Whitford is our guest co-host tonight. And our thanks to Matt Campbell as well, who joined us earlier. The Cyclones are sacking hunger with each quarterback sack. Farm Credit Services of America is donating money, and the Iowa Pork Producers Association is donating pork to help sack hunger in Iowa, where one in seven children lives with food insecurity. Donations go to the Iowa Food Bank Association. Christy, you mentioned just before the break about all those competitive matches. You had some early in the season, some in the middle of the season, certainly as well. And it's just interesting that, you know, you beat three teams that are in the top 25 RPI, including the number one, Texas, but also Baylor, Kansas. But even some of the, you know, like Wright State, you know, you beat them and you're probably not thinking anything of it, and they're in the top 50 RPI.
Yep. Yeah,
they haven't lost except for in Hilton Coliseum.
That's right, yeah. It's been an interesting season, to say the least. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is how far we've come since our non-conference matches in August and September. And we weren't great at that point. You know, we were really trying to figure things out. We were inconsistent. We weren't sure what system we were in. We were more in the 5-1 system with one setter going all the way around back then, and just could not quite find our groove. And the matches we won, we were barely winning. I mean, barely. 5 setters, you know, having to come from behind. And so, I think this season's been interesting because we've had some incredible wins, but they've all been by, you know, couple points, and every match has been so close, and our margin for winning has been so narrow. And I'm proud that, you know, we've really found a way through, you know, maybe not starting out great, not, you know, kind of trying to find our groove. We had lots and lots of injuries early in September. We were pretty beat up, and not having the full lineup out there, and then just kind of clawing our way through conference and figuring out, you know, getting a couple of those close wins done, you know, that's put us in the position we're in. So it certainly hasn't been easy. You know, it's not like we've rolled anyone this year. In fact, I think we've had maybe one or two, three set wins. Everything else has been a huge fight and battle for us. So we've had to really work to get to this spot, but I also think it's helped us grow.
Yeah, we were talking off air about the reverse sweeps, which I'm new to volleyball kind of, so I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah,
but you lose
yeah.
the first two, and four times this year you've had to do that. You lost
yeah.
the first two and had to come back.
Yep.
But this is a time of year where that pays off.
For sure.
Because your players have felt that pressure,
yeah.
performed under that pressure. So, you know, as you get into a tournament mm-hmm. with really good teams, that will pay off.
For sure. And, you know, we talked about this with our team because we kept doing stuff like that. Like, we kept getting ourselves down, and then we would figure it out and win. And we would get down, you know, by 8-10 points and then come back and win the set. We were doing it so much that I think we got a little lackadaisical, like, oh, this will work out somehow, we'll just come back and win. And you can't do that. I mean, especially against the good teams, that's gonna cost you. So we've had to keep, you know, reminding each other we can't just rely on our ability to, you know, be tough at the end, because sometimes the team on the other side of the net does the same thing. But I do think it's helped us prepare for the big moments for NCAA tournament time, because we've been in that position so many times. I mean, it just feels like every night we're in that kind of like critical 22-all, 23-all, what's going to happen yeah. here over the next few points situation. And we've largely come through those really well.
You mentioned kind of the growth of your team and how they've gotten better as the season's gone on. And one individual that I've kind of noticed is just really improved as the season has gone on is Engelbrecht. Tell me about mm-hmm. her in middle and
yep.
and how far she's come.
She's improved a ton. And, you know, she's in probably the top five, I want to say, blocks per set in the conference. She's really become a great blocker for us, just steady night after night after night. You know you're going to get that from her. And then she's really come on offensively, especially over the last few weeks. We've been trying to get her the ball a little bit more. She hits at times a very, very quick tempo. It's hard for the opponents to stop that. And she's just a great leader. I mean, you know, I don't know how much fans can pick up on that. When they watch, but she's got such a wonderful presence to her. She speaks up in team meetings. She's, you know, the first one in the huddle to grab you to bring in. She's a tremendous young woman and a tremendous leader.
We've talked about some of the seniors on the team, but you also have a couple young players that yep. are really starting to play well. Maya Duckworth is, mm-hmm. I think, three times Big 12 freshman of the week this mm-hmm. year, and hopefully get her first taste of some postseason here pretty quick.
Yeah, she's fun to watch. And I'm sure if you've watched any of our matches, you come away with that same feeling. She's athletic and competitive. And she just plays with almost an abandon, you know, which is very special. Just that you just feel like you just love watching her do what she does. And she seems to play better as the match gets closer. She seems to play better as the opponents get tougher. That's a unique quality. And so she's just been so fun to watch this year and watch her grow and develop. And then we have Morgan Brandt, who's a freshman setter, who didn't start the season out there, but has just earned her way on the court and been playing very, very well. And Kelsey Perry in the middle. And Kelsey's improved a lot. You know, she came in the spring, so she came in a semester early, and I mean, just a talent, but pretty raw. I mean, pretty. We just knew, you know, she would just take a little while to polish her skills, and she's been out there sooner than I would have predicted, and she's just improving every week. So it's fun to have some freshmen in that mix,
too. We were
too.
Talking to Coach Campbell about those players, the football players coming in at semester, you know, to get a jump start on their career. How much do you see that in volleyball, and is that fairly new to volleyball as well?
It's happened for a while. We don't have a ton. Yeah, again, we don't have a ton of scholarships, so it's usually these players are choosing to come and pay for their own way. Not always, but sometimes, you know, sometimes they have to. And so we'll see maybe a player every couple of years come in. I don't try to push it myself, because I feel like that's a pretty personal decision. What's right for your family? Do you want to finish your senior year and play club? And, you know, a lot of our players are multi-sport athletes who are also playing basketball or track or softball. So I don't push it, but some, it's the right decision, and we'll have another one coming in early next year. And it is a great opportunity. I mean, what a great jumpstart to your college career to get that just semester of training with no pressure, just train, lift, condition, get comfortable with campus and the team, and what a great opportunity for some of them.
It feels like a really smart decision for Kelsey because she's just such a raw talent.
Yes.
I mean, every ounce of development has to really help her. So
no question.
Would she be where she is right now if she hadn't done that, do you think?
I doubt it. Yeah. I doubt it. I mean, and that's exactly what the plan was. You know, let's get you here and get you acclimated and see what happens. And she's also made the most of it. You know, she's just a sponge. And, you know, I will never forget when she got here. I think when the day she moved into her dorm was like the coldest, worst storm, winter storm. And she's coming up from Texas, you know, and I'm thinking if she makes it through this week, we're good. But she may just turn around and head back home. And she made it, got her boots, got her coat. And it was a really wonderful semester for her last spring.
Every time I walked in Gene Chizik's office in his 2 years as our head coach here, he always had his winter coat. Every single time.
Never came off, I'm sure.
No. Well, if we're visiting with Christy Johnson-Lynch, and we're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
You probably know that a natural gas leak smells like rotten eggs, but what does a gas leak look or sound like? If you hear a whooshing or hissing sound, see dirt, dust, or water spraying from an area, or you get dizzy or queasy, leave the area immediately, then call 1-800-595-5325 once you're safely away. See MidAmericanEnergy.com for more safety tips.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
The name on the mailbox may say Smith, Myers, Baumgartner, or Johnson, but when you choose to plant with Rob Seco, it includes your name too, making you a stockholder in a company that's invested in you. With the simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, relationships that bring more to the table, the technology, traits, and genetics that take on local conditions, and people with the know-how to use it. At Rob Seco, the only stockholder we listen to is you.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, our focus.
Cyclone Nation, you want stylish Cyclone gear at an exclusive listener price? Authentic Brand offers the most premium selection of unique Cyclone apparel that has me looking my best on game day and every day. Shop their comfortable and versatile styles at authentic-brand.com and save 15% with this radio offer. Use the code CycloneRadio when you shop authentic-brand.com. That's all one word, Cyclone Radio at authentic-brand.com.
Get a Hy-Vee Plus premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, free standard delivery and free express pickup. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. For a limited time, get $50 off an annual Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG. That's right, get $50 off a Hy-Vee Plus membership with code SAVEBIG.
Two teams, one goal. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University have partnered to bring sustainable solutions to improving air quality and reducing carbon emissions on the campus of Iowa State University. Through the use of clean fuel produced at Renewable Energy Group's biorefineries in Newton and Mason City, Iowa, students can breathe easier knowing that two teams are working together in creating a cleaner, more sustainable campus.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Hate to repeat exactly what you just heard in that message, but it's true that Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University are delivering on their sustainability goal by taking used cooking oil from the university and producing renewable fuel that powers vehicles and equipment on campus, which still blows me away, by the way, that that's possible. And we are visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and Jack Whitford is our guest co-host tonight. And Servitech offers a variety of precision ag services, including soil sampling, fertility recommendations, scouting, and data management. Call 800-557-7509 or go to Servitech.com to place Servitech in your starting lineup and start putting more bushels in your bins. I'll get that out sooner or later. So, Christy, recruiting. Let's talk a little bit about that because you didn't sign a huge class. You mentioned that you only have so many scholarships mm-hmm. to go around. You do have some seniors that might come back. Mm-hmm. And so what was kind of the thought process into having a smaller signing class?
We start with how many scholarships do you have and kind of go from there. And we really only had a couple, even though we're graduating several people. Some of those players are walk-ons. Some of our younger players who are walk-ons are going on to scholarships. So still a little bit fluid in some of what and some of the things we're doing, but we really just wanted to go out and find the best hitters we could. That was really I don't care what they play, what position, let's just find the most athletic, best attackers we can find. And we did that, really excited about the two that we signed. I mean, just if you go on Twitter and watch their highlight films, I think you'll feel the same. I mean, just incredible athletes who are playing we call it the open level. So in club volleyball, you have open and club, you know, different levels, and they are playing at the highest level, playing for national championships, playing for some of the best clubs in the country. And so they're very athletic and very skilled. Awesome. And we're really excited about those two.
Good. Where are they from? Tell us.
Nayeli is from San Antonio, Texas, and she's an outside hitter.
Okay.
And Pam McCune is from the D.C. area.
Okay.
And her father went to Iowa State, and her mom went to Drake, and they still have family in the area, even though they've lived in D.C. for many years. And so pretty natural fit and unusual, really unusual to find a player from that D.C. metro area that has an interest in Iowa State, love design. I feel like it's kind of destiny,
worked
right?
Out
perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So watching football and basketball, we see the transfer portal has changed so much in those sports. Mm-hmm. And you know, it used to be, I would assume, for you guys, it's like, we're going to graduate two people, we're going to sign two people.
Mm-hmm.
Going to graduate three, we sign three. And now you not only have that COVID year we talked about where you have to figure out if people are coming back mm-hmm. or not and when they make that decision, mm-hmm. but you have that transfer portal as well in volleyball. And so how difficult is that to just even manage how many spots you have on your roster?
It is, and I actually feel like it's okay to have an open spot or two because – you don't know. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to need that next year, and things change or injuries or someone leaves. So we are definitely in that transfer portal. 2 years ago, we had a few open spots, and we brought some impact transfers in. This last year, we didn't have any scholarships available, so we didn't. So it'll depend year to year. But this year, we'll probably be looking in that portal again. In fact, as seasons are ending, in volleyball, you're starting to see, even logging on today, it's like, oof.
Is it happening a lot?
There's
in
a
volleyball?
Lot.
People moving all
there
over the
are,
place.
There are a lot of names that are going in there right now. And I don't know the percentages, but it's a lot. I mean, hundreds, if not thousands.
What's your
of
thoughts
players.
On that?
You know, probably like most coaches, I think there are times when it's appropriate to move on. There are times when you wish that player, whether it's not even our own program, it's other, you know, you see a player and you think, boy, if you just stick it out, I think you'd end up, you know, really satisfied with your experience there, and you feel like they might be cutting out a little too early. I think it makes it really easy to leave. And I know from my own experience as a student athlete, there was a year where I was wondering if that was the place for me, but it wasn't so easy to put your name in. You know, to transfer was a big deal, and I stuck it out, and so glad I did. So I certainly see both sides of it, but I hope that players that do leave are just really thinking about it, getting good advice, you know, that they have some good people to talk to, because sometimes staying and going through those hard times is better for you in the long run.
You guys don't have to deal with the NIL money as much as other sports, I assume, or is there some of that going on?
There's
in
a little.
Volleyball?
I think it will continue to trickle and, you know, find its way to volleyball, and we hope it does. You know, it's not something I'm real – I don't know what to say. I really want to support our players and give them opportunities, but yet I'm really focused on, you know, the season. And so I do hope those opportunities continue to kind of find their way to volleyball players. You know, they're pretty awesome spokespeople for, you know, college athletics.
Absolutely. All right. We appreciate that. And we've got to sneak in one more break here. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
From Iowa farm fields to Jack Trice Stadium, Renewable Energy Group has a play. Iowa farmers produce nearly 3 billion bushels of corn and soybeans annually. Renewable Energy Group uses the oils extracted from corn and soybeans to produce renewable fuels that is used by the turf management team at Jack Trice Stadium and farmers across Iowa. Renewable Energy Group, it doesn't matter the field, we have a play in creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. We are wrapping things up here with Christy Johnson-Lynch, and thanks to Matt Campbell as well. We've got Jack Whitford as our guest co-host, and the Cyclone volleyball team will play Wednesday night, Hilton Coliseum, 6:30, right?
Correct.
6:30 against Oklahoma with senior night ceremonies to follow. So we strongly encourage you to join Jack and his family at Hilton Coliseum on Wednesday night and check out the Cyclones and be part of that. And then they'll wait their word on the NCAA tournament this weekend. Sunday night, 6:30, ESPNU is the NCAA selection show, and the Cyclones looking to make it for the 15th time under Christy. And Christy, next year, obviously the Big 12 kind of shifts. Next year. Mm-hmm. It's so confusing. Who's coming, who's going. But tell us about the ones that are coming. Those programs in volleyball, what will they add to the Big 12 conference?
Yes, I can't even tell you how excited I am. I mean, our conference is the number one RPI volleyball conference in the country.
Awesome.
It's an incredibly tough conference, and it's just going to get tougher. And even when Texas and Oklahoma leave, it's still going to be an incredible volleyball conference. UCF is in the top 25. Houston's in the top 25. BYU is somewhere in there, too, top 25, if not top 20.
Right there. Yep. Yeah.
And Cincinnati has had some really great seasons. In fact, in the last Olympic Games, one of their players was on the Olympic team. So these are all very, very good programs, very well coached. I could not be more excited about bringing those teams in, and it's just going to make our conference stronger and deeper. You know, everyone's going to be good. Everyone's going to be tough, and it's going to be a fun time.
Have your teams ever played those teams? Have you at Iowa State? Have you ever played UCF or Cincinnati or BYU?
I would have to probably look back on the books, but I don't remember that. Okay. I don't remember those gyms.
Okay.
But I actually know all those coaches fairly well, and have a tremendous amount of respect. And I think what's cool is just seeing some of the correspondence and seeing them out on the recruiting trail. They are equally as excited. I'm sure you would understand. But
no doubt.
To come in, I think not just the Big 12, but the camaraderie we have among our coaches in the Big 12 and the level of volleyball, they are just ecstatic about joining us.
Well, from where we were sitting maybe 2 years ago when Oklahoma and Texas left and everyone says, oh, the Big 12 is going to implode, to where we are now with the best, in my opinion, the best basketball conference in America, top to bottom.
No question.
Football, if not the best, it's extremely good top to bottom. There's no gimmies.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the same thing in volleyball,
yep.
Which is really stressful as a coach. You don't get a day off. Every week you got to show up.
Absolutely. I mean, even like I said earlier this year, you know, we've had some success, but it's been by the narrowest of margins. And so that's not, you know, our jobs are not going to get any easier. It will be interesting to see, you know, maybe how recruiting landscape changes. You know, we're going into some states that we haven't been in. I don't know if that will change our recruiting much or what all will change. But I enjoy, like, those new challenges. I think sometimes, you know, the same old can get a little stale. And so I think these new teams are going to breathe fresh life into our conference and the volleyball
Jack, that'd be like showing up at the same office every day, right? You're trying to push the window here for Christy to move into a new building.
Yeah, we were talking off air about that. Yeah. You know, we all obviously see the bridge and the stadium stuff, but the other sports have new facilities going in as well. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with your volleyball facility?
First of all, what a beautiful segue. That was.
Thank you.
You're a pro.
I practiced.
You are a pro.
I practiced during the break.
So we are looking at remodeling, I guess you could say, the tennis facility out west, McKee, and it's a gorgeous facility, and hopefully I don't get in too much trouble for talking about this, but you guys asked, so I'm just gonna go for it. But we are looking at remodeling and moving into that facility probably over the next year to year and a half, 2 years, and having that be our practice facility. And you know, we'll still compete in Hilton. We love Hilton. It's an incredible atmosphere, but to have kind of the place of our own and a place we can be in every day without some of all the things that go on in Hilton and all the back and forth, it would be a pretty awesome thing to have.
I would assume that matters for recruiting. It matters in football. That's why we're in this building here. Mm-hmm. That's a phenomenal building in basketball. Yep. I assume it's the same in volleyball. Where you go every day. Everyone sees Hilton. That's not where you're at every day, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want a nice, comfortable place to go to every single day.
And Hilton's been wonderful. I mean, we are in there
almost all fall.
But, you know, understandably, as basketball gets going and wrestling and gymnastics, there's a lot of stuff going on in Hilton. And not just for recruiting, but for the development of our own players to have a place where they could go and work out on their own. You know, right now it gets hard with Hilton and it's so busy over the summer. And just to have a place they could go in and, you know, play doubles or triples or, you know, kind of get some open gym time on their own without having to kind of go through us or schedule it or work around so many other things will be a pretty awesome thing in addition to the recruiting and all the other, you know, amenities that we'll have.
Yeah, they're probably not having 4-H out at the McKee.
Well, hopefully not. You never know. But
I mean, Mike, tip of the cap to Mike and Matt for getting that court ready for volleyball, ready for basketball, ready for the future Farmers of America. I mean, it is unbelievable, the transition.
Yes.
I mean, and they do it like this, and they get it ready for you for practice the next day. So
Putting that floor up and down or the TerraFlex, or I mean, it's an incredibly busy place, and everybody wants in there. I mean, I get it, but it's very popular.
Well, whenever that does happen at Cyclones.tv, we're going to miss having you down the hall.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
All right, of course. And good luck on Wednesday and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Jack, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And have fun Wednesday night at the match. And thanks to Noah Wolf here as he helped us out. And Nate Strope back in Jefferson City for his help as well. Hope you can join us again next week. We'll be out at REG for our Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group.
Been listening to the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group, also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.